Welcome to the Garland County Locker Room Scoreboard Show. I'm sports editor James Lee.
And I'm sports reporter Krishnan Collins.
And we had several exciting games this week. Krishnan, you went out to Malvern to watch Lake Hamilton play the Leopards.
Yeah, and as we've come to expect, that Lake Hamilton rushing attack, it's just too hard to stop. I mean, they have three different running backs. Tevin Hughes, Owen Miller, and Kendrick Martin all had great games. Hughes had 127 yards and two touchdowns. Miller had 81 yards and a touchdown, and that's with him getting hurt, which he'll be okay. He'll play next week. And then Kendrick Martin had 55 yards and a touchdown. And it's just kind of amazing to see that you never know who's going to get the yards out of all three of them. But you know somebody's going to show up and come away with a big chunk. And at the end of the game, head coach Tommy Gellerin, he bragged on his O-line, called him one of the best in the state. And then he also had this to say about his three running backs.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you got three really good running backs. I mean, those dudes are, man, they're great. Man, they do such a good job of running the ball and breaking tackles. They break tackles all the time, too. That's what people don't think about, that they don't get tackled by the first guy. It's always somebody else that has to tackle them. So, and then, you know, our offensive line, man, we got probably one of the best offensive lines in the state. I mean, they come off and mash people, and they did a good job.
All right, James, what can you tell us about the Hot Springs and MENA game?
Hot Springs has finally gotten back to what it's great at, defense. The Trojans shut out MENA Friday night, 34-0. Hot Springs took a 20-0 lead in the end of the break, with Akeem Dorsey and Isaac Sheeler both scoring twice. Sheeler ran for a touchdown as well as passed for one. Sheeler was 13-for-21, passing for 162 yards, while Dorsey had 136 yards on 14 carries. Head coach Daryl Burnett praised his team's energy.
Came out to play hard. You know, we went out there on defense first. Defense stepped it up, made some plays, tackled for loss. You know, offense had a good 16-play drive, which is kind of odd in high school. So it just goes back to our kids, man, that type of character they got and wanting to win. You know, salute to our big boys up front. You know, they don't get a lot of credit, even though that's one of our strongest points on our team. So they open up them lanes for the running backs. They protect for the quarterback. So our O-line get that ball. They did good, man.
So, Krishnan, you talked to Coach Kinzinger over at Cutter Morning Star. They went down to Hope to play Spring Hill, right?
Yep. Cutter Morningstar just lost to Spring Hill 20-14 Friday night in a game where the Eagles almost picked up their first win of the season. And at one point, they even had a 14-12 lead, but they just couldn't take advantage of some opportunities. And, you know, low numbers are always a problem for them, and Coach Kinzinger told me they had a lot of cramps. They even had a few injuries on the night, and those are probably those little things that just held them back from getting that win. Quarterback LaShawn Jones, he did have 19 carries for 214 yards and two touchdowns, which is a pretty impressive tally. And Coach Kinzinger, he was actually really proud of his team for the way they competed, and, you know, they've had a lot of adversity they've had to face, and he had this to say about the way his team played.
You know, it was just it was really good to see the team come together and play hard, and it seemed like they played for one another, which that's a really satisfying thing. Even though you don't come out with a win, it's really just good to see that we competed at all times and we stuck together and overcame adversity. And so those little things that we've been talking about and focusing on, trying to change the culture, it was good to see positive movement Friday night on that.
And James, what can you tell us about Fountain Lake traveling over to Mayflower?
Fountain Lake has done it again. They came out strong against Mayflower. They scored 14 points in each of the first three quarters, while holding Mayflower to just 13 in the third, to take a 49-13 win. Tayton Smith had two carries for 50 yards and a touchdown. Steven DeArmon had 11 carries for 113 yards and a score, and Caleb Lacey had 6 for 71 and a touchdown. Quarterback Wesley Campbell was 7 of 8 for 143 yards and 3 touchdowns, with those going to Caden Hilton, Evan East, and Abram Davis. Hilton also had a 55-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Head coach Kenny Shelton wasn't available for comment, but I'm sure that he is pleased as punch to see these guys keep winning the way that they are. All right, Krishnan, the last team that we had that played this week was Mountain Pine. They hosted Marvell Alain.
Yeah, and Mountain Pine came away with a 32-14 win in that game. And despite, you know, a pretty impressive win, head coach Sam Counts wasn't too happy with how his offense played. He said they had trouble picking up blitzes, and he also said they were kind of sluggish. He did mention Keelan Dobbins had a good game on both sides of the ball, and that the Mustangs were a pretty quick opponent, so it makes sense they were a little hard to stop. However, he really emphasized that he wasn't happy with how his offensive line played, and this is what he had to say about them.
Well, it was a little sluggish. We didn't play well in the offensive line. We didn't pick up blitzes and things like that. I feel like we were a little bit flat coming out, we also defense played pretty good, but our offense, I would have liked to have seen a little more execution out of those guys.
So we only had 5 games in the county this week. Lakeside and Jesseville both had game cancellations due to COVID-19. Watson Chapel, which was supposed to come to Lakeside, ended up having players that weren't able to play due to the coronavirus. And Jesseville also had to cancel their game due to coronavirus on their side. Jesseville was set to play Mount Ida, who had to cancel Thursday's junior high game due to coronavirus issues on their side. We still don't have any word from Jesseville about whether or not they will be able to play this coming week.
Thanks for tuning in to our weekly scoreboard show. This was another exciting week of football in Garland County. If you like our content, please consider subscribing to this podcast to have it delivered to your device as soon as it becomes available. You can find Garland County Locker Room on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and Spotify.